are at
Blog Talk Radio.
I'm coming up on the rough side of the mountain. Oh, wow. Welcome, welcome. Good to be here. Good to be here. I am Terrence. I'm one half of your host, Tanisha, the better half. Will be on her way shortly. She may join us. She may not. I'm not really sure. But guess what? We are here. We're still focusing and operating on God's will being done in and through our lives so that he can be pleased and we can be pleasing in his sight, being pleased. Oh, man, having the Lord being pleased with us, being pleased with us. Wow, that's just great to just know that we can be pleasing in the eyesight of God. And that means that God is satisfied. He has a satisfaction. That's it, a satisfaction. God being satisfied with us.
Hold on one second.
Yeah, I'm back. I apologize. But yeah, God being satisfied with us, being pleased with us, that's a good place to be in, the creator of all things, being satisfied with how you've moved in the earth and how you represent it. And the only way that we can do that is to have faith in him. And having faith in God is so important. I can't really stress enough how important it is to have faith. You got to have faith for everything, you know, even for your salvation. You know, you got people have they say they saved, but do you really believe you are? You know, that's because you're gonna walk and you're going to resemble and reflect that you are. You know, it's what you're seeking is going to show up in your everyday life, what you're striving for. But I'm definitely grateful that God has saw fit to bring PGN into my life and then insert myself and my wife into PGN and open up the door for us to share what he gives us. I mean, that's an honor. That's an honor. And I'm grateful for that. Because God is, you know, all too good. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Hebrews 11:3 says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of the things which do appear. So I ain't make myself. You didn't make yourself. The buildings didn't make themselves. It was framed by the word of God. We exist because of the word of God. You have what you have. We have life because of the word of God. This whole universe exists because of the word of God. And so that, when you're operating in faith, man, look. First of all, before we move into it, Tanisha normally does this. I have to do the timestamp. It is Wednesday, October 13th, and it's currently 7:10 Central Standard Time. 7:10 p.m. Central Standard Time, Wednesday, October 13th. Amen. And so when God made everything and the worlds were framed by the word of God, that to build your faith even more, because you are having faith in the one that created everything. You know, we'll seek answers for situations outside of God oh so often. You know, we'll call our best friends and this, that, and the other before we even seek God first to lead us on who we need to talk to. To be God-led is just that, to be God-led. And so we have to really practice making that a habit in our lives to seek him first. Seek him first. A lot of the times, you know, we allow our emotions to dictate our decisions. And we'll ask our emotions, how do we feel? What do you have to say about this? Go on and do it. Go on and slap Stuart. Go on over there and suck. Go kill yourself. That's what that emotional realm would do a lot of the time. But we really need to be seeking God for all things, all the time. And as we do that, we'll continue to move from glory to glory, because as Tanisha mentioned last night, I think she was sharing with Lisa. Oh, and let's pray for Julia. I think she injured herself yesterday. Heavenly Father, we just come touching and agreeing as a family that you would touch Julia's body, Father God, and heal her where it hurts. Heal her where it hurts. Remove the pain right now in Jesus' name. Restore everything to a better place. Restore it on a higher level. Yes, in Jesus' name. Give her ease her pain, Father God, and strengthen her mind, and give her comfort and peace in Jesus' name. And show Randy the things that he needs to do to assist her in making sure that she's whole. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. But last night, Tanisha had mentioned, I believe she was talking with Lisa about us witnessing, you know, our prophecies, you know, coming to pass. It's not the first time that we've seen prophecy fulfilled. But this is the first time to where we've seen multiple prophecies be fulfilled in a small amount of time. You know, because sometimes you get a prophecy, you got to wait some years. You know, I'm talking decades, and then it finally comes, you know. But God has done a quick work in our lives, and he's been doing some things that's been very quick in the season. I remember last year we spoke about this year being the year of harvest, and the season that we were in prior to this season was the season of sowing good seeds, being mindful of what you're sowing. And I still believe that for the body of Christ, that we're in the season of manifestation. And so if you haven't received something just yet, don't allow the enemy to make you cut it off. And when I say to make you cut it off, to doubt it. Because doubt is the cutoff switch for everything that's coming down the faith pipe. That's the cutoff switch. If you want to stop that water, put some doubt there. Turn on that doubt. It's going to stop everything. It's going to stop everything. But I encourage you guys, I encourage you guys to continue to grow in faith, to continue to strive to learn how to be faithful, how to walk in faith, understand what faith really is, and frame your world with your words that are given to you by the word of God. The moment that we turn our wheels over, we submit our wheels to his, then we begin to have faith for what God wants in our lives. You know, not what we want, but what God wants. But we line up with what he wants for us in faith. So it becomes what we want because we want what God wants for us. And I thank God for that. When we learn it and when we channel in on the concept of God's will being done, I got faith in God's will being done in and through my life. And I can hook up with my brothers and sisters in faith for God to produce in and through your life for his will to be done. God's will is important business. When Jesus came, he said, I'm about my Father's business. So I'm about the will of my Father. That's what we got to be about, Daddy's business. We've got to be about the business. Just think about, you know, when your fathers tell you to do something. You know, for those of us that grew up, just an authority, period. When someone's in authority and they give instructions on things that need to be done, and you go get it done. You go get it done. And we'll gladly do that for everything that doesn't even come close. Through God here. But yet we want to second guess what God is saying. We reason, you know, with what God is saying because we don't understand it fully. Everything ain't meant for us to understand at the moment that we ought to get started, you know. We just need to be obedient, you know. And as we are obedient, we learn to move and operate the way God wants us to move and operate, and we begin to see good fruit. We begin to see good fruit. So don't be afraid to go through to get to. There are a lot of pains that come along with growing with God. That's just part of it. But the thing about it, that God is still there to strengthen us. He's there for us like we should be for others. You know, we're supposed to help battle infirmities of the weak. You know, we have to be there. We have to empathize. We have to have the compassion of God to lead and guide us on how we need to make decisions on certain things and how we need to move, how we need to operate. And so I'm grateful for that. So tonight, if you want something from God, if you want something from him, put your faith in him. Don't be so focused on the thing that you want. Be focused on having faith in God and just trusting God that his will be done. Because a lot of the times, things that we think we want, we really don't need them. You know, and we ain't ready for them. A lot of times, stuff we want right now, we ain't even ready for. And so trust God to know that he'll give you the desires of your heart. He can put something in our hearts that we begin to have a desire for. But then you will have people that will not put their faith on it. They won't put their faith on it. Oh, that ain't for me. You know, I'm not sure about this. I ain't sure about that. But if God says it, you know, everything that we want and desire is going to come. But we have to desire and want God more than anything. We have to want and desire to please him more than anything. And how do we please God? Have faith in him. Have faith in him. Trust him to walk on water, even when it's still storming. Trust him. Trust him to go into the lion's den, or you can go take a nap. Trust him to go into the fiery furnace and not be consumed by the fire. Trust him at the Red Sea when you need to get to the other side. Trust him. Trust him. He always comes through. He always comes through. He always comes through. Put your trust in the Lord. Put your trust in the Lord. Grateful to be here again. We got a few callers in the queue. If you want prayer tonight, just lift your hands by pressing 1 on the dial pad. And I'll get to you. And so we're going to start answering calls tonight. I'm going to pray over you. And I want you to state your name, where you're from. And I'll speak what God is saying. Speak what God is saying. But Lord, we just thank you tonight, Father God, for being here. Lord, we thank you for this moment, this opportunity to experience you once again together collectively. Lord, continue to bless this network, Father God. Continue to grow PGN. Continue to show PGN. Continue to strengthen PGN. In Jesus' name, bless every listener. Remove any lack and doubt from their lives in Jesus' name. And Lord, as I decrease, you increase. I yield myself to you, to be obedient to you, Father God, and to say what you want to be heard tonight in Jesus' name concerning your children. In Jesus' name, we thank you for all needs being met, and we thank you for our lives being fulfilled. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All righty. Let's go here to 903-918.
Michelle from Texas.
Hey, Michelle, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm swell.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is. Oh, man. I'm just on this faith thing. And even with you, Michelle, I sense like you've been faith challenged, like your faith is being challenged in a lot of different areas. Like you're being dared to believe. You're being dared to believe what the Word of God says and what he has told you concerning some situations. And acts of faith is what's going to trigger your thought of faith. Your the mind that you made up to have faith in God, an act of it will seal it. It's like it's going to crank that thing up and it's going to go with the act of faith. And so God is going to show you what it is that is something that you need to do, a step that you need to take, which would be an act of faith, something that you haven't done, you know, something that could kind of bring a little anxiety to you, maybe even a little fear. But we bind fear, anxiety right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, and we pray that Michelle has a clear mind, Father God, to take that step, the necessary step that needs to be made, in order to activate the things that you prepare for her in her life. We just come against strongholds right now in the name of Jesus. We bind the tricks of the enemy, the ways of the enemy, the conniving ways of the enemy. Because he's slick. And I see you really taking that understanding of how slick Satan is, to where when you recognize it, regardless of the person, you won't have no respect for the person when it comes down to identifying who Satan is. And God's going to show you how to deal with that. Because sometimes, you know, there'd be people, you know, we care about, you know, and you see that little tongue slither out and you're like, whoa, that's a snake tongue right there. You know, and you identify with that spirit because you know what it is, because you know it's not of God. And, sometimes, depending on who people are and the role that they play in our lives, can cloud our judgment when it comes down to making decisions on how to handle that individual. And a lot of times, we will allow that individual to linger and to have certain accesses to our lives that that person really doesn't need, but we're comfortable with that person. You get used to somebody being around. But God is going to remove that comfort and bring peace, that false sense of comfort in having somebody around, and he's going to bring peace. Like, you're going to find peace as people begin to exit. When they begin to exit out of your life and out of your situation, you begin to see the peace and experience the peace of God. And once you experience that peace of God, you're going to be like some jaws of life. You're going to be locked in. You're going to be locked in tight on it because it's something that you are yearning to experience and to develop. And it's going to propel you to the next level of your life by allowing your faith in God to just be just that. Like, rest in it. Just go on and lay down. You know, kick your feet up in faith in God and allow God's will to be done in and through your life. But that's what I got for you tonight. Amen.
Every bit of it is confirmation.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
It is.
That's what I was feeling like. It's time. You know, like we yearn for those breakthrough moments. You know, like you look at an athlete and they play pretty good, decent, you know, games, but when they hit an exceptional moment and they have kind of honed in on their ability to do a particular thing, they call it a breakout game. This was his breakout game, you know, when he broke out of the timid mode, just kind of sit back and really took the role of a leader and really honed in on his ability to do things in their particular sport and really showed the giftings and the talents. And that's what I definitely see you getting ready to have, their breakout moment. Their breakout moment in your faith. We're like, woo, yes, faith over everything. Faith over everything. Man, I'm taking it to God. I ain't worried about nothing. Oh, hey, Michelle, you know that bill coming. You know, they say they can do this. They going to do that. Okay, Lord, you heard them. Here it is. So whatever your will is for this situation, so be it in my life. That's what I'm talking about, the peace. When you ain't worried about a thing, you ain't worried about no thing at all. And I just see that on you real, real solid, like very solid. Very solid.
Amen.
And some major is going to come behind it. Like some really significant, a very significant moment, and rewards are coming behind it. Rewards. Yeah.
Glory, yeah, I receive that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. And I was going to ask for prayer for direction, but I just got it. Amen.
I was just going to ask you what else
about this. Glory to God.
Yeah, that he's the direction. That's it. Wow. Wow. Yeah.
That's all I can say is wow.
You got you definitely got your answer. You got your answer.
Yes, I did. Yes, I got my answer. Praise God. I'm so glad I called in.
Hallelujah. Me too. But let's feel it. Let's feel it. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for Michelle tonight, Father God. We thank you for providing her the answer, providing her the solution. And Lord, we just thank you for giving her the strength to move and to act on that you have declared in her life, Father God. And that immediately, straightway, quickly, things would turn in her favor. Turn in her favor. And you know, when the favor of God is on your life, that's a different level. You know, discipline comes along with favor. You know, there's levels of discipline as well. But when you favor it, like God is calling you to much. He's calling you to much. And to whom much is given, much is required. And so God is basically calling you out to do more, to want more, to be more, to have more, kind of see more. In Jesus' name. So, Father, we just thank you for the strength. We thank you for the guidance that she needs, Father God, to obtain all that you have designed, all that you have prepared for her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for letting God use you tonight, man of God, and you be blessed.
Amen. You too, Michelle. Have a good one.
You too.
God bless you.
God bless you. Good night.
Good night. Wow. Let's go here. All right. Let's sing to... Thing won't click. 623-282. You speaking with?
It's me, Carmen from Texas.
Hey, Carmen, how are you?
I'm doing good. It's noisy in the background. I'm in the Walmart getting some pet food and some fruit.
Yeah.
And enjoying my time off before I have to go back to work.
Yeah. So you got to go on back in, huh?
Well, as soon as I get a job, but I'm just enjoying it while I have this time.
Yeah, maximize the moments. Maximize the moments.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Enjoy it.
Yes. Yes, and that's what I'm hearing the Lord say. Maximize the moment. Enjoy it. Make the moment memorable. You know, use this moment to build momentum.
Yep.
To build momentum for the next phase, because God is preparing you for what he's prepared for you. He's taking you through some things to get to it. And it's all development. What I'm seeing is it's a new development that God is doing in your life. You look at when builders come out and they scout a area, you know, and when they begin to build, it's considered a new development. They begin to work the area, build up the land. build up the area to create it and give it an identity, you know, and they continue to build it, and it becomes a place where people gather. It becomes a place where people can live, where people can shop, where people can do things, you know, in these new developments. And that's what God is doing in your life. He's bringing, opening up a new development in you so you can gather, the new you can gather and can get in that place where you can benefit from everything that's new that's been built. And you can enjoy it. It's been built, and it's being built just for you. Just for you. And so when you said that you just, you want to enjoy the time that you have off, you know, before you go back to work. Yeah, you are going back to work, but it's, you're not going back to work the way that you think you're going back to work. No, you're going back to work based off of ancient principles that God has given us to live by. He's taking you back to the root, taking you back to the source, and him being the provider. He's taking you back to that place where you are going to be provided for, the place where when he took the children out of Israel and he fed them manna, daily manna, he provided the need. He provided the need. And so all of your needs will be met. Therefore, anxiety can't come in, can't creep in. Thoughts of failure can't come in. You know, all anything that's opposite of the peace of God will be destroyed. Will be destroyed. It'll be null and void in your life in this new place that God is preparing you for, a new way of thinking. A new way of living, a new way of being, a new way of seeing. That's what God is doing in your life. A new thing. A new thing. And so just receive it in Jesus' name. Receive the new. You know, we live in a society right now where people are still waiting for things to go back to normal. But you got to embrace the new normal because an event has occurred that has changed the trajectory of how we operate from days prior. And so we have to make those adjustments and still gather where we are right now and incorporate what's new so we can live the best life that we can. Live the best life that we can. So just embrace the new. And wow. Wow. Just embrace the new. Hallelujah. That's what I got for you, Carmen. Embrace the new. Wow. Mm-hmm. Lord,
are you
thank
there?
You for Jesus' name. Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. It confirms what the Lord has been showing me. And I thought I was wrong in the route that I was going.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, why am I going through this and this? And then the Lord shows me to do something else. And I'm like, then it hit me that God was taking me through a test run trail first. and to see if I would listen,
mm-hmm.
and I would do it. And
absolutely.
It didn't make any sense to me. I'm like, this doesn't seem right. I don't feel comfortable here. Why do you bring
absolutely.
Me here to go
absolutely.
Through this? And then, but I had peace about it. And then I had left my other job because I felt like it was ending. Like it was time. And I had to hurry because there was like a deadline,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to see how quick I moved. And so I did it, and then I realized, oh, my God, if I hadn't done this, this would have happened. And
mm-hmm.
I think it was all the Lord testing me to see. And I moved when I felt that
I'm learning to listen to the Spirit of God more now than ever. And especially with what we're seeing, you have to be in tune with what God is saying. Because you can miss it real big time. And scary. And so I'm like, my trust is in you. And when I listened to him, there's a peace that came over me. Mm-hmm. And I knew that God's going to do something new. I don't know what exactly it is. I got an idea, and it didn't come to pass till on Sunday when somebody mentioned something to me, and I went for that, but I'm still waiting on that to manifest. But I didn't move to what I thought I was going to do. And it was like I was getting prepared to do what I normally do to take care for other people and all that. And the Lord was saying, no, you're not doing this. Mm-hmm. You're not doing this. And I'm like, you know, and it's hard for me because I like to care about those that are in need. And if somebody's in need, I jump to it.
Right.
And but God is saying, no, you can't do that anymore. You have to take care of yourself. And I'll make a way for them.
Right.
And I go, well, as long as you make a way for them and you make a way for me, then I'm fine with that. I'm just learning to listen to the voice of God. I'm not superhero.
Right.
I'm only a servant of the Lord that listens to what he says, and I go and do what he says. And that takes a lifetime of learning.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't care how long you've been in the Word. You got to always constantly be learning to stay there.
Absolutely.
Because, because we're human, and then pride sometimes gets in the way and all these things. But I've been learning to humble myself before the Lord and really dig in deep and examine and look at my walk and you know, share that with others. So that they can learn to do it, because I'm, you know, I want my circle around me to be in the same way too. So I'm sensing that newness coming. I have no idea exactly how it's gonna look, but I'm at peace. I'm enjoying myself. I'm living in the moment,
Absolutely.
In the now, not in the future, not in yesterday, but in now.
Right now.
Because sometimes we live in the yesterday, and you're not living in the now, and now is gone, and then you're still living in the yesterday.
Right.
I don't know if you followed me there. You can't live in the past. You have to live in the now and enjoy now. Because tomorrow you're not guaranteed to anybody.
Right.
You know, and I've learned that through seeing other people and through this pandemic. You know, some people are here today and they're not here with us anymore. Some people are in sickness, even young, the old, no matter what age, you know, we don't know. And so we have to live in now. And what does God want now? So I'm enjoying myself. I'm enjoying my now. I'm enjoying my time alone with the Lord. I yearn for that because when you're working and you're doing other things, I'm like, Lord, I can't do this. You're going to have to rearrange my life somehow because I can't do it and be out there in the world. And especially when you have a prophetic calling, you seem like to be open to everything and it hits you and you need your time and space with the Lord to not pick up all that stuff because what you pick up, you can spew out and you don't want that as in your calling. In other callings, they can shut it off. But something I learned that in the calling that you have, sometimes now I understand why the prophets of old, they shut themselves away. They were very private. And, you know, they were just them and the Lord. And I understand it's the calling that doesn't allow you to, you know, only when he says to be around, then you're able to pick up things, but it could be bad for you if you're around in the things of the world too long, whether it's work or people. It can affect you, and you have to protect that. You have to protect the calling that God gives you, each one of you.
but some of us more than others in certain areas. We all have our weaknesses and our strengths in each one, but I feel like that for me, I have to stay away and be more in tune to what God says, to hear him. For some reason, it worked better for me. And maybe that's why I'm enjoying it so much. Being alone with him.
You have to be in tune with the Lord, because he deals with all of us differently. And so you being in tune with him, it satisfies the relationship. It nurtures the relationship. And God can get more out of you when you're where you're supposed to be and not trying to do what others are doing, because there's some things that others can do you can't do, you know.
And, exactly.
And it's things you can do that they can't do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just about following and being obedient to God, because like you mentioned, you know, God was testing your ears. He was testing your obedience. Okay, you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Not only do you hear me, you obey me. Because God did me like that a couple years ago when I went to real estate school and got my real estate license. And I was really thinking I was going to sell some houses. You know, I thought I was going to be the next multi-billionaire real estate agent out here. You couldn't have told me anything less, because you're hearing what people say. Oh man, your personality, you're gonna do great. You're exactly what this industry needs. This industry fits you. Yes, da, 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 da. And I was like, yes, Lord. You know, but all God told me to do was to get my real estate license. He never said. He never gave me a game plan. He never said that I was gonna sell a house. But God tested my obedience to see what I do.
And he doesn't waste the other stuff. He doesn't waste the other stuff either, because there's lessons you learn in that surrounding. But you're like, wow.
Yeah.
You never know what tomorrow is going to bring, what God is going to tell you to do next. And you can't keep to a pattern of doing things.
Right. And so through that journey, I met a lot of good people, and I met a guy, which is a friend of mine, that was my financer for our home, you know. And God said that's your lender. Use him, you know. And I was like, okay. But I met him when I was on my journey of not selling houses, you know. So I got the house that God wanted me to have. It was my home.
Mm-hmm.
But I went through that process, you know, to meet the guy that he wanted me to use as my lender. And so I met my lender through that process, because out here you can get with lenders, and It's different when you're dealing with somebody straight from a business perspective, and it's different when you're dealing with somebody that you have a rapport with, somebody that you consider a friend per se, somebody that's basically going to have your best interest in mind. And when they take that into consideration, that's a God thing, because there are a lot of good things that can be done in this world, Carmen. There are a lot of good ideas, good opportunities, but I'm just at the point of my life and at the point of my walk. I don't want just what's good. I want what's God. I want the God decision. You know, I want to make the God decisions, not the good decision. You know, I want what God has for me. You know, I want the God opportunity. I want to God type of day, you know. Oh, this is a good day today. This is a God day today, man. You can't trump that, you know. And so that's been my focus, and I've had to make those adjustments through my faith walk.
That's funny that you that you would say God day, because me and my friend, when we send each other texts, it is God morning.
Right.
That we, you know, we're wishing each other a God morning,
absolutely.
A good day, a God day.
Absolutely.
And you also mentioned something about ancient, the ancient. That word has been following me since yesterday.
Wow.
I've heard it, you know, and I've been listening to some ministry, and the Lord has been taking me back to that. It's the ancient
mm-hmm.
of days. The Lord, the things that God knows, we don't know.
Right.
And so we think we understand what we're living in the now is all about, but the ancient is the one that knows. The ancient of days is the one that knows exactly what it's all
yeah.
about, exactly what is worship all about, exactly
wow.
how our lives are supposed to be all about. And
wow.
you mentioned it again, and I was like, oh my goodness. And today, even I heard somebody talking to me. I had called a brother, and I was talking about something, and out of the nothing, he starts talking about the same thing. And it just confirms. It confirms the words that you were speaking, what God was already telling me.
Wow.
And so, you know, prophecy, we have to watch it with prophecy. With
mm-hmm.
some people have to understand that prophecy, when you know it's of the Lord, it's confirming to you.
Yes,
the things that God is already telling you. Don't get into the habit of listening to other people tell you what God is saying if it's not confirming it to you. And you're not
right.
listening it from the Lord first. That's
right.
very dangerous, and the enemy can get you into a big mess later on, because when you hear what's not of the Lord, you're going to pick it up right away, and you're like, what? What is
right.
that all about? It'll do something in your spirit. And so God will confirm to you the words that God is already speaking to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, you know, false prophecy has been on my mind a lot because of the things that are happening nowadays, and just, you know, a lot of crazy stuff coming out of what so-called believers and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean to, you know, bash on them, but it's just to awaken the church to be careful, be on the alert. Don't let yourself just be close to God. And as you're
mm-hmm.
close to God, God will protect you and give you the wisdom that you need, and not be out there, you know, and everything
absolutely.
That, like my grandmother used to say, not everything that shines is gold.
No way.
She would always say that. Not everything that shines is gold. So
right.
not everything that shines out there is gold. I have a gentleman, a military soldier next to me. He says, that's true. He heard me. I'm in the Walmart talking.
Absolutely.
And so what I'm saying is, you know, we have to be careful these days to be careful to not let anything that shines coming out of the church,
mm-hmm.
You know, it can be encouraging, but if it's following what God has already told you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wow.
And so I'm feeling, well, since I've been home, I just love it because it's just me and the Lord. And you know what? I really like being around people. And sometimes I complain to the Lord, I don't want to be home all the time. I don't want to be out there. But he makes it miserable for me to be out there for some reason, because he wants me alone with him.
Right.
And so... So it's like you say, everybody's gift is different, and you have to follow what God tells you to do, not what somebody else is doing. And you know, sometimes I watch what other people do, and I'm like, oh, I wish it was like that for me, but not really. He knows who I am.
Uh-huh.
He knows exactly
absolutely.
Who I am and what I need to be doing, and he knows the personality that I have, and that's why he picked what he picked for me and the
uh-huh.
life he picked for me, because he knows exactly what I need to do.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, there is some yearning to be out there with people, but but I do enjoy being with him and hearing his voice, and I
mm-hmm.
love it because I'm
it's like fine-tuning, you know, with the radio.
Mm-hmm.
You fine-tune it. I feel like, oh, yes, I'm in the right spot.
Yeah.
Pick up the radio waves.
Which say you're getting a good signal now, huh?
Yeah. You remember the old radios that you had to move from place to place
absolutely.
Around the house to get the right signal?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's how I felt. And so, yeah, I might have to move to another room to hear the signal, but God knows exactly what I need to do. And, yeah, there's something new coming in the horizon, and
mm-hmm.
I'm going to enjoy the ride.
Yeah.
Amen.
I need prayer
for my son. I need prayer
okay.
for my son. His name is David. He's mm-hmm. a little bit wayward. And we need for him, for the Lord to pull him by the ear. Amen. And then I need also for another David, my grandson. Well, we call him Little David, but there's nothing little about him. He's a big boy. He's real tall.
Okay.
He's about 6 feet. But in order to distinguish them, and that one also needs to be pulled by the ear. He's being a little mm-hmm. bit rebellious. And also
okay.
for my friend Daniel, he is going through a lot of stuff at work. It seems like there's been a lot of battles, and he knows it's the enemy because it's really weird. There's been he's in charge of different plants in different mm-hmm. states, and they're all giving him trouble. And it's because of the things that are happening now that nobody wants to go back to work, and those that do want to go back to work, they want more money. And you know how business is, they have set budgets for the year and
yeah.
things like that. And he is a good boss, it's out of his control, and it's wearing him
right.
out. He's had to work 24 hours at times, and we're always praying. He takes the time to sneak out and pray. And he's
mm-hmm.
been anointing the office and everywhere he goes, the hotel rooms he stays at. And he's trying to listen to the Lord, and we're constantly praying. You know, I told him to keep hold on. God is preparing a table before him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's getting ready to do something, because if the enemy is so mad and doing all this, there's got to be something some breakthrough soon. You know, why all this craziness now? We don't
mm-hmm.
understand it, but the enemies must be seeing something that's about to happen. And I told him, hold on, don't give up.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he's not young. He's in his 60s. And
mm-hmm.
Not that this not being in the 60s is not young, but, you know, our bodies get tired. And doing 24
right.
hours, even the young get tired too. So
absolutely.
Prayer for the two David and Daniel.
Okay.
I got the Bible here.
I'm going to pray for Daniel first. Lord, put him on there. Hebrews, this is just scripture, 11:6. So either have him listen to this or, you know, you tell him. But Hebrews 11:6, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And so with Daniel, Lord, we just thank you for Daniel. We just thank you that you are adjusting his seeking ability. You know, God, I see God wanting Daniel to turn it up more, to seek him. Not to seek like provision for something, but to just seek him. Just seeking him. And so, Lord, we just thank you that you opened Daniel's heart, Father God, to be at peace with just knowing you. If everything were to fade away, he would still be happy. If everything were to burn, he would still be at peace. He would still be seeking you. He would still be a man after your heart. And we just thank you for establishing that foundation in his heart right now in the name of Jesus, that he sees you and you show him who you are. You show him what you want him to see. So that would be the answer to every problem, every concern, every issue in his life moving forward in Jesus' name. We thank you for little David. Father God, we just thank you for the courage not to want to fit in. The courage not to want to fit in, because it takes courage to stand out. It takes courage to stand out. And I just thank you, Lord, for little David, for opening his mind and his heart to love what you made and how you made it. To love himself how you made him, in Jesus' name. That he doesn't have to change who he is to fit in. But teach him what it really means, the value of what it really means to stand out. To stand out amongst them. Come out from amongst them. In Jesus' name, little David. And we just thank you for strengthening him in changing his heart, in changing his focus in Jesus' name. Because I sense little Daniel is very bold in his speech, and he's really not shy from saying anything, but God is going to use that to where him not being shy to say the right things. not just what he feels, but what God says, what thus saith the Lord. We just thank you for that in Jesus' name, for taming his tongue. Hallelujah. We thank you for David, Father God, Big David. Lord, we just thank you for the peace. We thank you for positioning. Thank you for positioning. We thank you for patience. We thank you for pressure. Pressure. I'm getting all these P's. We thank you for him loving people. In Jesus' name, I see God applying pressure. And it's a God pressure to his life. So that he could come out and shine like God has made him and desired for him to shine. And we just thank God for David realizing who God is and realizing his place in the kingdom. And understanding that he has a place in the kingdom, and that the things that he wants for his life, God desires them, but God is going to give it to him the way God wants him to have it. So he won't have to be like this busybody trying to make things happen for himself, when all he has to do is just trust God and be obedient to God. So we just thank you for David's obedience. Father God, we just thank you even for his influence, because he's influential. And we pray that he obeys you so that he can influence right, influence properly. Because you don't want to be influential and then influencing people to do the wrong things, influencing people in the wrong ways. And we just bind that in the name of Jesus, that he sees where he's erroring it and desires to correct it. Because sometimes people can be doing things, handling things the wrong way, and don't realize that they're handling it the wrong way. But I see God showing him the missteps and him agreeing to it and admitting, okay, I was wrong about this, and then seeking to do it right, to do it properly. In Jesus' name, we just thank you, Lord, for all this being done. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen.
Thank you. That was also on target for David. Yeah. He's very influential, but he's doing things that are not right. And I know that God, that's what my prayer is, that God will turn him, help him to be a good influence, a God influence. And he does have a call on his life.
Mm-hmm.
He does have a call on his life. Since he was a baby, I knew it. I mean, that
right.
kid even spoke in tongue as a baby.
Wow.
And I wasn't the only one that noticed it. A pastor noticed that. He said, did you hear it, David? And I go, what? He was in a little rocker. It was like a carrier rocker. And he
mm-hmm.
said, David was speaking in tongue. And I said, I thought I heard that it was tongues, but I didn't want to say that it was tongues. He says, yeah, it was tongues.
Because right.
we were all worshiping, and he was in the back. I always had my kids in the back, and we were worshiping, and he was praying in tongues.
mm-hmm.
So, yeah, God, I know how God has a call on his life, and I will tell Daniel to listen in. I'll send him the audio
yes,
so that he
please.
Can hear it. And that's basically what I've been telling him. But I understand, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to do his work, but I go, but you need to put God first in order for God to push all this stuff back. You got to seek ye first the kingdom of God,
right.
and all the other things will be added on. And he knows.
Yeah.
And he does seek the Lord, but this one really got him off. It really knocked
mm-hmm.
him out. Like mm-hmm. he was like, what on earth is going? He says, I don't have time to do anything. I don't have time to spend with the Lord or anything. I go, oh, you got to make the time. Said,
mm-hmm.
That's exactly what the enemy wants us to do, make the time.
Right.
And so, yeah, I'm praying, but it's him praying that's the key to it. Other people can pray, but God wants you to pray, you yourself, whoever
right.
else is listening. It's you that God wants you to pray and seek and spend time with him, not others praying for you. And that's good,
mm-hmm.
hunky-dory and everything. But if you're not doing it, it's not going to last for long. God is
right.
going to say, oh, well, that's how you're trying to do things, using other people to get it? No.
Right.
And
that's why this is happening.
And he's an excellent boss. I'm telling you, he's an mm-hmm. awesome boss. He's very good. He's very good to his people. And he knows, because I've complained about things that I've seen in my workplace, and he doesn't want to be that boss.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, you're right on it. And I know there's going to be changes because he's obedient. So thank
mm-hmm.
you for praying.
Now, you're welcome. My pleasure. My pleasure. Thank you for calling in and sharing tonight.
Hallelujah. Yes, I didn't know my Walmart visit was going to be so enjoyable.
Because I try to stay away from Walmart. Oh, my God.
My
wife mentioned I gotta go to Walmart. I get real sad.
Why?
Be too many people. You know, I like to go in and get what I gotta get and get gone.
Well, you gotta go really, really late or really, really early.
Yeah, it's just always something.
Well, all right. Well, thank you so much. God bless you guys and keep you,
thank you.
And keep using you.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you too, Carl.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Right. 610-969.
Shalom. Shalom.
Hello. Hallelujah. What's up, sis? How you doing, Lisa?
I'm okay. I missed you guys. I was so happy to hear about your testimonies, man. That brings me so much joy.
Oh,
so much
man.
I'm
Absolutely.
Just like, I'm so happy. Yeah. God is good. God is good. All the
Absolutely.
Time.
All the time. It's confirmation. I just heard the word confirm when it comes down to you. Like you're entering that place right now where God is confirming what he's told you to go. You know, it's a go. You know, you've been waiting on like a word, an answer. It's a go. God is confirming the move. I don't know what the move is, but God is confirming the move and the time. And the time is right now. is right now, because when you look at it, like Hebrews 11:1, he says, now faith. You know, the faith that needs to be applied is the faith that you have right now. We need the now faith to be applied. The measure that you have right now is what's going to trigger everything. I've been saying it all night. It's crazy. The Lord just got us on this thing because he really wants us to understand it. This is that with their faith, I mean, you literally can move mountains.
Mountains.
And we played that tonight. You literally can move mountains.
Amen.
According to your faith, then be it done unto you. You know, whatever you got faith for, that's God can provide it, and he's going to exceed the expectation of faith. Like, man, like, you've heard the story. We have faith. And, you know, I'm a faither. I call myself a faither. I'm a faither to God. And I move by faith. Now, I'm obedient to God. I listen to God, you know, and I hear things from God that sometimes don't make sense. But I trust God with my life. I trust God with everything. I trust God even with the people in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I trust God with everything. Why not?
That's good right there. Wait, say that again. Why not?
Why not? Because he made everything.
Yes.
Everything, even when it comes down to my children. Yes, he used me as a vessel to produce them from the physical perspective. But it's God who gave them life. It's God who gave them their identity. It's God who formed their vessels and their veins and their organs, their brain, you know, and he decided how they were going to look. I had nothing to do with it. So they belonged to him. And so I had to turn them back over. I had to release my children and give my children to God, to the rightful father. This is just a role. It's a role that I'm in the earth that I'm gonna play on in their life. But when we get to heaven, those roles are removed. We brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
We're children of the Most High God.
Yes.
We're creation. And so turn everything over, Lisa, tonight. Give everything to him. Give everybody to him. Give everybody to him. God is going to put you in a place, Lisa, to where you're going to say no a lot.
Prophesy. Hallelujah.
You're going to say no a lot, and you're going to mean it. But it's going to be for good. It's not going to be the no to where you feel like, oh, if I say no, I'm disappointing somebody. No, I'm saying no because God is going to do a thing in your life.
Amen.
My no is basically going to be a cutoff so you could be turned on to God.
Amen.
Yes. So we just thank you, Lord, because God has made you a very valuable resource, Lisa, to many people. And a lot of people will take advantage of it, and they will begin to look at you as being the source for their lives. And so mm-hmm. drying it up. I mean, that thing is dead. That thing is dead to where he's going to tell you no. 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 It's not that you don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got too much riding on it. You got too much riding on it. Because you truly want to please God.
Yes.
And you pleasing God, a simple word, no. How can you say that you love God and you tell me no when I need?
I already heard that, so I'm like, this is, woo, you don't even know. I'm just like, wow, okay.
How you going to tell me no? You're supposed to be a Christian. You need to be helping people. How you say you helping people, but you ain't helping people?
Mm.
No, but see, the thing is, they in their B portion of Hebrews 11 and 3. So that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So they thinking they getting their source. They're thinking their source is right in front of them in what they see. But their source ain't in what they see. And so your no is gonna turn the light on. So you ain't finna be worried about nobody being mad, pouting, because you know they're starting their journey when you say no. Whoever God tells you to say no to, no is the key word that assures you that God is finna do something in their life, but yet still it's up to them to choose.
Okay.
It's up to them to choose, because the Bible says, you know, the Lord talk about seeking the truth, and ye shall find the truth, right? You got a lot of people that's living seeking the truth, am I right? And they are out here and they're seeking the truth, and they're experiencing all these other things. But I can guarantee you that somewhere along the journey and them seeking the truth, that they crossed paths and heard about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we know as believers that Jesus is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we believe, right? And we made that mm-hmm. choice to believe that because we realized that Jesus is the truth, right? Because we were truly seeking the truth. We weren't seeking information to argue. We weren't seeking information to debate and all that. We were seeking the truth because we want the truth in our lives. And we have to choose the truth. A lot of people are going to have opportunities and be exposed to the truth, but still won't choose to believe the truth. And that's on them. That's on them. Because we as believers and we as ambassadors for Christ are here to share the words of the King.
Mm-hmm.
To tell people what the King has said. It's up to you to believe it and obey it. But I've done my part. I've done my part. Because Satan really has a lot of us believers caught up and stuck in rut because we want it so bad for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Where we allow it to worry us and make us sick. You know, and we miss out on opportunities and stuff because we trying to help this person. But people, even the Lord says you have to work out your own salvation. Your salvation ain't my problem. That's not my work. That's your work.
Yeah.
But it's my job to present the opportunity. and to share whatever God has in chest. But it's up to you holistically. It's on you to choose. It's on you to choose. I can't do it for you. And that's going to bring so much peace to your life, which is going to bring about this like overjoyed type of feeling. Like you're going to just be like overwhelmed with joy. Because the guilt of somebody else's burden ain't on you no more.
Amen. Hallelujah.
It's not on you anymore. So, Lord, we just thank you for Lisa, Father. We just thank you for the word manifesting itself in her life, and you teaching her, Father God, how to release it all. How to release it all. You know,
amen.
Just turn it all over. All over, all over, all over. And we just thank you for everything that you have prepared for her that she's moving into. This is still your season. Know that. This is still your season of harvest. It's still your season.
Amen.
Don't try to put God's season for your life in a calendar year that man made.
Amen.
it can't hold the season because God don't operate in that time. You don't operate on our time.
Hallelujah.
So your season, you are in your season to where you're going to see the fruit of your labor.
Amen.
You're in this season. I mean, no lack, no worries. I mean, but it's still things that you have to do. It's like God is still developing you for this.
Mm-hmm.
You're almost there. You're almost there. You're almost there. Like you just gotta keep going. You are almost there.
Amen.
You are almost there. I mean, really almost there, like very, very close. Like it's in you. You are close. You just got to keep moving. You ever seen those runners on those marathons? They've been running for like hours.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those triathletes, they've been swimming, they've been riding the bike. Now they running. And when they come around that final turn, and they can see the finish line. And you can see some of them, they're so tired. But yet they still moving. I've seen one where a guy just kept falling. And he kept getting up. And everybody was cheering him on like, go, go, go. Go, 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 go. Because you've run that far. And you got the finish line in view. How dare you quit?
That's right. No options.
How dare you quit?
Just keep going. Yeah.
The goal is to finish.
Mm-hmm.
The goal is to finish. Finish the race that you are running. Finish your race that you're running. Yeah. Lord, we just thank you for revealing the next phase of the race, of Lisa's race.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, and teaching her how to run it to where she runs her pace. Your pace in Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And be proud about it. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Wow. Wow.
Oh, I'm so emotional. Oh, gracias Dios. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the word of the Lord, sir. Thank you so much.
Wow.
Oh, I'm so blessed. And another thing that blessed me that I wanted to tell you was when you were telling your testimony of the the financier, you know, when you were doing the real estate and your lender. And I was just like, wow, I so get it. And that was like character building, because I really do believe that, you know, all that encouragement you're receiving, you know what I mean, wasn't empty words or anything. It's just the season, the timing. So, but it's all that, you know, when you're going through the training and you're like, what's up? I thought I was going to be a multimillionaire by now. You will be, sir, but in his timing, just like you. And I just love the way the Lord used all that with the lender, and now you have your home, and this is the home that God has for you guys. And I just love you guys. You guys are such a blessing. Wow. And I wanted to ask you, are your children like 7 and 8 now? How old are your little ones now?
Yeah, the little ones are 7 and 8. Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. Time is. And yeah, I know they're doing well. Everybody's doing well in the family. Just the transition of moving and just the season that we're in, like you said, harvest mm-hmm. season. And like harvest to me is like the harvest of souls, the harvest of what we sown, you know, and the harvest of like maturity, you know, and that to me is big time too. Like the lessons that we've learned and receiving that wisdom and just learning and growing is very important too, especially when we're in this prophetic journey, you know, and a lot of us have been in the wilderness and in the training grounds, you know, and we have these destinies to fulfill, but they're not only for us, but they impact multitudes, you know, within our families, within our sphere of influence, and whoever God has to come across our path. And when you were telling us about, you know, your friend that, you know, the lender, I was just like, wow, I see something real dynamic coming between you all, even though you already have it. There's just something coming, a good partnership there that already is established, but is going to be more established.
Right. Ooh. Yeah, so you
Hallelujah.
Surprised. Yeah, because God said it ain't over.
Amen.
This is just
Amen.
The beginning. Yes, because he's putting together the team that's going to make a move. You know, even when Jesus walked the earth, he put together his squad.
Yes.
You know,
Amen.
He put his squad
right there out in Texas.
Yes, he put his team together.
Oh. Yeah.
And he handpicked his folks.
I'm picking
those people that God gives me, and I'm putting them in the place in my life for the in the role that they're going to play.
Yeah.
Because
it's
I know a lot
of vetting. You know, like a vetting, you know, like when you get vetted, like passing through the testings of faithfulness, of loyalty. So anyway, go ahead.
Absolutely, because, you know, everybody that I know don't necessarily, all are going to necessarily know each other, because you don't deal with everybody on the same team. You know, you don't you have to dictate, you know, certain roles that people are going to play in your life.
And
everybody's going to have their place in their beneficial role in my life, and vice versa. You know, and so that's just what God is doing.
Yes, amen. You know, that old saying that they come into our life, people cross our paths for reasons or seasons or lifetime, you know. So I see that with this particular relationship, partnership. I don't want to say too much. I'm going to wait on this. I'm going to pray on this one. I see. Because, like, you know, when people are with you, when it's not all good and gravy, you know what I mean?
Right.
And they're part of the character building and part of the training and growing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's you have more of a substance, a foundation there. Because mm-hmm. if it's, you notice that if we're just like in a season where everything is going great, we attract everybody, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe those aren't the ones that God has for us, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Longevity, loyalty, maturity, wisdom is sometimes more important than what we consider like the golden child, the fat, you know, running the fast track, like whoever we,
mm-hmm.
whoever they consider successful, you know, or very skillful and talented. But
right.
God has his way.
Absolutely.
God has his
way. So we just
that's a stone. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much, brother. I bless you
thank
and your
you.
Family, just like Sister Carmen. You guys are just, oh, you guys are family. Even though, you know, we don't talk all the time, you guys are family. I say familia, which means family, but
mm-hmm.
it's the same thing.
Absolutely.
So bless
we
you all. Yeah, we are. We are the family of God. Yes, yes,
absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Thank you. God bless you too, Lisa. I just pray that your desires of your heart will be met. And I pray nothing but joy and peace. And
amen.
And open doors in your life right now in the name of
amen.
Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, y'all.
All right. God bless you. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow. It's always a joy to be here. We just thank you all for joining us tonight. I cleared up for Randy, so you guys can call back in at 8:45 to get back in the queue, to get in the queue, to hear a word from Randy, which I know God has something to share through him tonight. Thank you all again for tuning in. God bless you all. Good night.